Blog Talk Radio.
Her body nice, FaceTime, give you that iPhone 4, FaceTime. Shorty in the street, still handle the home. Enough class for wine, still handle Patron. When the mother hoes call, I handle the phone, and she handle the tone.
You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I did them all now. Hop out of caskets. They should arrest you, or whoever dressed you. Ain't gon' stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
Yeah, I know that's what they all says. She got a donkey with a warm ball dance. Keep it clean cut like ball heads. Been playing with that green long as ball pads. Say you got a ball harder than the ball players. All she wanna know is they're mauling ass. Can't fault her, the last nigga's fault her. But he ain't beat it up, I assault her. Should've seen her come to me when I called her. Slow strut like she walking to the altar. Handbag on her arm, cost four bills. And she ain't got a bag, borrowed or steal. Often imitated, never duplicated. They say she a dime, I say she underrated. I just met her, so the next solution. Dead my old chick, execution.
You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I did them all now, hop out of caskets. They should arrest you, or whoever dressed you. Ain't gon' stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them.
Had to let you know.
You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
All the ladies.
You be killing them.
Like to congratulate you. Congratulations.
You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
And you just came from the gym clothes. In a fitted cap and some Timbos. In a pair of flats, well-trimmed toes. Camera in the mirror, BBM pose. Still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes.
Yeah, man. It's Saturday. It's Saturday. Saturday, yay, yay. If you can't on the spot, you already know. With the realest, with your realest host of them all, ME2K. And I'd like to thank everybody that's already on the check-in. You can call in 347-826-7722. And you can also hit me on the Facebook. I'm on the Facebook actually answering all the IMs and all that. So my Facebook is /ME2K. I'm also on the Twitter, and that's also /ME2K. So I'm on the Twitter, and I'm on the Facebook. Whoever wants to hit me up on there, make sure you do so. Shout out to AG of DITC on the Twitter. 950 Plus and AG of DITC, say hello. And that's of the album Thriller number 2. And shout out to them. Welcome, everybody. Another edition, another Saturday. I was talking with Lush, my co-host / CEO of Lush Radio Online. And yesterday, you know, she did her her Saturday where she airs out, and it's you know, I don't give a fuck Fridays or whatever, right? And tell them why you're mad, and people call in and say why they're upset and who made them upset and stuff like that. And usually, you know, my show consists of either interviewing. I'm in my Philly station. I don't have anyone, you know, live. I'm in my Philly station. And, you know, and I'm streaming and I'm blogging. And like I said, I'm on the Facebook and I'm on the Twitter. You know, coming at you live on your TV sets and your laptops and your iPads, however you're watching me. I want to first thank E2K Magazine, Lush Radio Online, The Ab Records, and all Cry Aloud Ministries, Mimosa Lounge. All these companies have come together from last week that have covered and helped me out with my past events. Without them, or Liz, or Helen, or every Mills, everybody that came out to support, or Stevie, everybody that came out to support, all these events, of course, wouldn't have been able to take place. So shout out to everybody that came out to support the cause, and all the community stuff that we're trying to do to end this year on a right note, you know, being that we already live in such a negative world. So, you know, we're just trying to throw a little more positive in there. So shout out to everybody doing it one, twos, and helping out, even from across the seas, because you don't necessarily have to be here to help out and to contribute. You know, I was a little angry today. Not angry, I'm not even going to say, because it wasn't even about anger. But I was just a little disappointed today. So I posted something on my Facebook, which said, "It kills me when you invite this industry to a video shoot or a party to pop bottles. They will spend their rent money to show off. But when you ask them to step up and donate to their own community, they turn a blind eye. I go, shame on you. You ain't keeping it real, especially if you don't feed the ones you expect to support you afterwards." You know, so the reason why I wrote that, you know, first of all, the truth, a true statement, and, you know, this is real talk, real life, right? So, you know, the reason I say that, because it's always been noted and stated that the industry is funny and the industry is shady, you know. The music industry, the fashion industry, all these industries, that, especially the music and the fashion industry, is more known in the media for being shady, you know. And that is true. I'm not going to take that away of that being a lie, for being a lie. But even in the midst of this shady industry, there are your gems and your pearls, and people that really, really, truly care from the heart and really come out. And I've been lucky enough to surround myself with those type of people, with those type of companies that really, you know, believe in what we do and stuff like that, and really come out and support everything that we do. So, you know, I feel blessed. I actually feel, you know, very blessed to have the opportunity to be able to do all these functions and people coming out to support. But it's funny because it's the regular people that actually come out and support. And when I say regular, I mean people out of the industry, you know. The industry doesn't help each other, but yet, you know, when I send out my blast, listen, I'm collecting, you know, food for the gift bags dinner, which, you know, just happened. I'm going in now for the toy drive, you know. Listen, people, I'm not asking for $50, $100. There's such thing as the dollar store. I'm sure you know about it. Everybody has shopped there. With $5, honey, $5, you can go and buy three or four toys. That's simple. You know what I mean? That's simple. And you go take it to Mimosa's Lounge, 1237 Castle Hill in the Bronx, which is one of our drop-off points, and you drop it off. How simple. You know what I mean? It's not even that hard. I have a PayPal account. You can hit me up on a PayPal, right straight to PayPal. You can send it right to PayPal, which is everything and the number 2, KNOW, at AOL.com. Everything to know at AOL.com. You know, $10, $20, $5 again that you go to the dollar store, you know, because we have bins that are, you know, Dollar Tree. And what we do is after the children pick the the major toys, you know, the bigger major toys, then they, you know, go into the bins and pick out the dollar stuff. So they actually get, like, you know, like two for the kind of, you know, thing of one. And it makes them feel good. And it makes us feel good that we're able to, you know, able to support that for them and give that out to them. So there's no excuse, people. There's no excuse. Times are hard for everybody. I totally understand. I'm raising three kids, supporting them, maintaining them. I'm taking care of a business. What don't I do as a balancing act? But I still find a way to organize it, get the place. Shout out to DJ Big Jeff, who just confirmed that he will be DJing for December 9th for the fundraiser that we're having in Mimosa's Lounge. And the doors open at 9 o'clock. So don't forget all donations. You can bring the actual toys there. Even if you don't want to stay all night, you can come as of 9 o'clock and come and just drop off the toys. And I'll gladly have them collect them and have them there. The actual toy drive is December 22nd, which is on a Wednesday, and it's going to be in Mimosa's Lounge. And that'll be from 1 to 5 p.m. We're going to do the flyers. We will be blasting all the information. You know, you guys are getting exclusive right here. So, you know, I'm answering everybody's IM, like I said. I'm on Facebook, /MA2K. Also on the Twitter, again, MA2K. And you can call in 347-826-7722. And let us know, why do you think that the industry is so shady? We're going to talk about this shady industry because it's just too much sometimes. You know, I'm a person that, of course, I like to stay on the positive side. And I fight really hard with that because if you think that being positive all the time is like easy, no, sweetie. That's like the hardest thing to do is to remain positive and live a positive life and do positive things. The easiest thing to do is just to do all negative stuff all the time. That just comes. But you have to literally fight, you know, fight every day, fight the good fight. Fight that liar of a devil that's always coming, you know, to creep in your ear and be like, oh, you should do this, you should do that, or, stuff like that. So it's a fight. It's an everyday fight. So it's actually a lot harder to remain positive than to remain negative. And I want to shout out Eddie and Mimi Johnson. You know, they are from Evanique's Basket Inc., and they're the ones that provided the cookies, the delicious chocolate chip cookies for our gift and dinner, which was wonderful. It was really beautiful. And people chomped it up. It was a fight. Truthfully, I didn't even get to taste it. I know it's good because I know he just did stuff and because it was gone that fast. So it definitely has to be real good for people to get up in there. and I leave me not one. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, they didn't really need more cookies to be able to taste it. Unbelievable. So anyway, shout out to Lushy Lush, who's, of course, every time we go live, something happens. The devil's a liar. This devil he's an industry head. He's definitely an industry head. So we're just trying to make sure that everything is okay and going, and the board is fine. We're having a little technical difficulties, and when don't we, right? But the show must go on, and we keep it moving. We keep it moving and we keep on, we keep on with the keep on. I want to shout out to Lega also with his mix CD, Best of Lega, Young and Restless and Beyond. It's the mixtape, and he giving you a free download if you go to his Facebook. And that's Lega, LEGA Santana on his Facebook. So make sure you check out Lega Santana for that free download of his mixtape. And,
Your
nigga's actually the one that, when my intro, he's actually the one doing the intro, so support that.
I'm back in the building, man. I was having some technical difficulties, but I'm back in the building, man. And we got some callers on the line and everything, but I wanted to address what you just stated in regards to the shady industry and stuff. Because I guess this is supposed to be like part two of Get the Fuck Out of Here Friday. You're going to have to say Get the Fuck Out of Here Saturday.
Yeah. This is going to be one of those, you know, being that we still stay into the topic, which is keeping it real, which is talking about the shady industry. And because we're not, you know, we're not FCC, whatever, we can curse. So we can say Get the Fuck Out of Here Saturday. So this is a part two.
You know, the sad thing, and Bugsy, I see you on the line. We're going to bring you on in a quick second. Tonight's show is just to really focus on a lot of shady people that are out here in the industry, you know. We're not going to drop names, but if this applies to you, then you should be ashamed of yourself, and you need to get the F out of here, real talk. It's a lot of people out here, like Emma addressed earlier. You know what I'm saying? Y'all popping bottles. You know what I'm saying? You talk about you Big Willie style. You doing this and that and the third. And you talking about how you representing the Bronx. Or you say you representing the DMV. Or you representing wherever you from. But every time when it's something that they got to give back to the community, you never send $1. You never participate in everything. You never feed the homeless. It's almost like half of the times we have to trick you guys to come and help support the community and say it's a party versus saying we're giving back to the homeless. It's like we're taking money out your pocket. But that same money you popping bottles with, you could feed another child or a family. God forbid if that was you.
Or, you know what I'm saying? One less dollar that you give the stripper is not going to kill her either. You know what I mean? One less dollar you give to her is not going to kill her. And, you know, give that dollar to somebody that needs a damn toy or a food or something. I mean, just spread the love around is what we're saying.
Wow. And we really going to go in because some of y'all cats out here need to stop fronting. You know, to really stop fronting. Like, we know you live with your mom, Dukes. We know you have no whip, okay? We understand that. But even if you don't have no whip, at least you should still have enough money to get back and forth. Me and Emma are able to do it. You know what I'm saying? We got kids. Y'all could be crying about all kinds of stuff. Y'all can't do this. You can't do that. But yet you're supposed to be Big Willie with these big companies. How you giving us freaking business cards, and you telling us to call you, you know what I'm saying, after 9 o'clock or call you next week or 3 weeks later because your phone is cut off? What kind of business is you doing? And first of all, if I still got to call you after 9, even though T-Mobile has unlimited, Sprint has unlimited, AT&T has unlimited, who does after 9 anymore? Where they do that at, big baller? Get the it's crazy right now, but we got Bugsy on the line from Boston, Emma. You want me to go ahead and bring Bugsy on?
Absolutely. Salute, man. Absolutely. Bugsy.
What's up, though, Bugsy?
Well, what's good? Salute, please. I hear y'all going in. I'm just asking for permission. You know, can I jump in this ring right quick? I got a little something to say. You know.
Go ahead. Tell me what you want.
All right. I'm gonna start it off like this, man. It's a part one and part two. First off, I'm gonna say, all you dudes in the streets, you know, doing what it do, man. Oh, I've been here, been there, doing this. Listen, you ask any real person, what name lived longer? Dudes that give to the community, keep it in the hood. Low key, you know, give back to where they came from, or the dudes that's popping bottles. Y'all get y'all 15 minutes, popping y'all bottles, you broke again. Give to the community, community give back. You know what I mean? You keep it at home where you came from. Somebody a couple dollars short on their rent, boom, here, boom, bow, you got that. They gonna hit you back in the long run. Nah, you wanna pop a bottle, get drunk for 15 minutes. Let's be serious, cats.
You get drunk, they get drunk, bounce, throw them out, and then, you know,
They broke again. Broke again. It's square one. But as far as entertainment joint, I'm gonna give you like a little Boston flavor. Like this thing, the little motto I got. I call it slave rapping. All these dudes talking about they chains and they cars. You chains and whips. Like they still got you mugged, bugged, and your money on all this expensive stuff, TV that you really don't need. You know what I mean? And your kids playing with hand-me-downs. You know what I'm saying? Take care home first, man. The media got you guys twisted. And you'll spend your money on this, spend your money on that. I was just telling my man today, like, yo, flip some property, man. You talking about flipping all them bundles and all that other shit, man. Get some property. Get your money right. Like, you know, really make it do what it do, man. The media really got these cats twisted out here to where to spend their money at. You know what I'm saying? Like, all you do is picking cotton and working to the house. Me and my team and Lush and Emma and Guru and everybody, we underground with Harriet. That's what I say. We underground with Harriet. You know what I mean? So we making it do what it do, man. You guys is just caught up in the hype. You know what I mean? You spending money. I know scared money don't make money, but stupid money don't make money either. You dig me?
That's the truth. Ooh, get in well.
Y'all tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, these cats is crazy, man. You feel me? It's real crazy.
Not even that. How you popping bottles and doing all this, and you ain't even pay your child support, and you lying talking about you did a bid, you shot somebody. No, you ain't pay your child support. Why you lying about you doing a bid? Like, that don't make you gangster, son.
And yo, all the dudes that did do bids, if you've been home for more than 6 months, stop saying you just came home. You know what I mean? Niggas don't want to hear that, man. You need to be doing something by now. I know you did what it did, but you've been home more than 6 months, man. Stop telling niggas you just came home, man. Make it do what it do. It's almost been a year.
I heard this one guy, right? He said just that. He's like, nah, because, you know, I just came home. I'm trying to get my stuff together. I'm like, wow, when you just came home? Now, I've been home like 2 years now. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Are you kidding me?
Where they do that at? Yo, buy me this. I just came home. Let me hold something. I just came home, nigga. Let's get it, man. These cats is crazy.
Years, like, where the, were you under a rock? Like, what? Listen, we got to shop it out, because it's just fun. It's so stupid, it's funny. You know, when something is, like, so stupid, it's just funny. You need to laugh. And, you know, it's a shame that we carry this stigma. And I say we because I'm in the industry. The only thing that I can kind of step out of it is that I keep it real. I have a full resume. Like, Google me, YouTube me. Like, I can say that you see all my work. You see photos of actual events that I actually do. Not like on people that say, oh, I'm doing an event, or I did this event, or I did this, or where are the photos? Can I at least have one photo? Show me one photo. You didn't have a camera that day? Oh, you can do an event, but you cannot have a camera to take a photo. I mean, it's people. You know, work with me here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to document all your stuff.
Tell them they better pull out them cell phones and press that camcorder.
A lot of people are stunning, man. Like, they talking about they got these teams and all that, but when they events come down, it's only them. Like, stop lying, saying you got teams, you working with this person, and they ain't never heard of you before, and you using my name or you using Emma name to try to come up off the situation. Like, come on, man. Like, stop fronting. You talk about you doing all this stuff. I don't see no content. I Google your name. I only see a MySpace page. How many people are still on MySpace? You don't got no real website? Yo.
Okay, I gotta go in there because I love my MySpace. I got still 20,000 people in this thing. You know? But,
Emma, come on now. You got a website, too.
No, of course, I got my website and all that, but even before, my website, I'm not going to lie, I used to be on Ning like everybody else. I was on free Ning until they started charging me. I said, ho, hold up a second. And I just, went and got my site rocking again. But even if you're using the MySpace, if it's effective, and like the Facebook or whatever, if these three social networks are effective, by all means, rock on. But if you're not doing nothing but just saying, I just bought a hero, or I just bought a sandwich, or I just came out of the store, or, rolled the blunt, so I just wrote, like, who wants to hear that shit? Like, who's going to really follow you unless they have more of a boring life than you? Like, how boring can your life be if you're following somebody that all they do is, I bought a sandwich, I scratched my ass, I sleep on the toilet. Like, how boring is your life if you got time to follow somebody else? You know what? Let's unfriend these people. I'm not going to wait for National Day. Today, Saturday, we're going to unfriend all those necessary people that, post. I scratched my ass. I was thinking. I was grieving. I was whatever. If you're not saying nothing constructive, we don't want to hear it, and we're just going to delete you. Delete you on the Twitter, delete you on the Facebook, delete you off our social circle, because we ain't got time for you. We ain't got time for the nonsense. We got time for productive and positive people, people that can actually invite us to an event where we're not going to get robbed before we get in. Holla.
Mm. That's real talk. And people that can invite you to an event, and you actually feel like you're wanted there, or you feel like, okay, now this person has some pull. How many events have you guys gone to, and the person invites you, and you go in there, and they sitting in there acting like they don't even know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was your event. You don't know nobody here. Stop fronting.
Or they leave you outside. Or Lush. Or they leave you outside. You outside and shit like half an hour. Like, I thought this was your event. What happened? Oh no, I gotta ask homeboy. Why you gotta ask somebody if it's your event? You know, when that's my event, I know I call the shot. If I tell you come down to an event, mine, you call me. I come right outside. Yo, come on right in. Cause that's
real
how you supposed to do. You take care of the event. That's real talk. You know what I mean? But when you outside, you tell me it's your event. And I'm outside with my people, then I got to wait 20 minutes, half an hour. I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm a diva and all that, but you should have your shit together by the time you invited me, because I done paid my way already. I've been in the industry too long. You don't leave me outside on half an hour, and they think I'm not going to talk about a damn show.
That's not a good look. That's not a good look at all. It don't make you look good. It's not a good look. Let me tell y'all an instance, right? I'm not even going to drop the name. But a so-called female, right, said she had pool at an event, and this was up here, 42nd over here by BB King's, right? So it's my birthday. Me and my cousin Artie was drinking already, you know what I'm saying? And she say, yo, I got, you know what I'm saying, just say, Artie, I have reserved a place for you for your birthday, this, that, and the third. I got a table for you and people, woo-woo. So me and my cousin go over there. They like, they don't know who the hell I'm talking about. What? I'm like, what? I said, seriously? So I'm saying, I'm like, I try again. I call, I say, yo, what's the deal? Oh, no, I got, don't lie, man. I hate freaking liars. Don't front. If you don't got no connect, say you don't got to connect. Because myself, I'll pay my way up or take care of what I got to do or find out who the promoter is to go to an event. Because when you come to my event, you know I'm there, and me and Emma don't play no games when it comes to our people and we tell them to come through. Because we don't like wasting people's time, and we don't do that to people either. You know what I'm saying? So Emma, she comes and picks me up, and this is my birthday time. She comes pick me up. This is a while ago.
Because she called me hysterical, like, no.
I'm gonna come and pick me up and takes me to the Bronx and takes me and lets me have fun at another club. You know what I'm saying? But like, don't be stunting.
Walk right in. Didn't wait online, nothing. We walk right up in there, VIP, pop bottles and all that.
You know, we don't do all that stupid stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? The same thing my sister's birthday. We went over there, you know what I'm saying? Carte blanche, straight up in that joint. You know what I'm saying? Because Emma got pool in New York. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. You know what I'm saying?
You know why? Because when you treat people a certain way, you treat people, you keep it funky with people, then they return that same love, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of people got a lot of love for me because I'm very anal about that shit, about me showing love to other people, you know, and it's a give and take, you know what I mean? Even though this industry is shady, I'm blessed to be surrounded by certain individuals that still, you know, have kept away from that shadiness and are real. There's still a few of us, you know, we're not so many, but there's still a few of us here in the industry that still keep it real, that still care about, you know, what happens to each other and all that. We're a close unit, but we're here, you know what I'm saying? And when we show the love and all that, and we show the support. Because if you notice, if you really stop and really look at and do the knowledge and do the math, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every year you get, like, 20,000 promoters that come out. You get like 10,000 magazines. You have 20,000 radio stations. You have all this every year. Like every year, it's like a horse race. And they're going and everybody's ready. By the time the year ends, you only always have like two or three that finish off anyway.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Like I'm saying, more. I done gave birth to so many online radio stations. It's crazy, and half of them done got interviewed off of my show.
I done gave birth to so many people having idea of having magazines. Not that they're still around, but I'm just saying,
yeah.
Like you know, they tried, they made the attempt, they started, and then they're not around anymore. You know, but still, you know, like you know. Because they see what you're doing, they feel that it's that easy. And they're like, oh, I could do that. You're crazy, blah, blah. But when you try to do something and you don't have the love for it, you're not going to have longevity in it. And in this industry, it's like anything, whatever you choose to do, DJing, whatever. If you don't have a passion for what you're doing, you're not going to have longevity in it. So, you know, okay, you may be a promoter for a year, and the next year you're a DJ, and the next day you're a producer, and the next day you're a web designer, and the next day, I mean, the next year you're a, you know, singer, and then you're a designer, and then you're a chef, and then you're, like, listen, the last 10 years, you've got so many multiple jobs. Like, I understand having, you know, having a hustle, but goddamn, having, like, 20
freaking,
careers.
They freaking Jamaican, I got five jobs.
Like, can you master one first? Like, can you be a professional at one of them before you jump to something else? I'm just saying, you know, that's just me and my observation, you know, but God.
Yo, it's bugged out, man. But, you know, the crazy thing about it is that, like, they really think they doing something. My thing is, like, this is another thing. This is a shout-out to some of the media outlets out here. Like, some of y'all media outlets out here is shady, too, yo. Like, if we extend, you know what I'm saying, you know, a courtesy to you guys, it's proper etiquette, media etiquette to extend your media, you know what I'm saying, your media courtesy to us, too. I shouldn't have to be chasing you after I done showed you love. I shouldn't be having to freaking press you out, you know what I'm saying, to show love. You know what I mean? It don't make no sense. People are doing some real funny business out here in this industry, and it's not copacetic. And real talk, and just to let y'all know, we also got the new exclusive now. Emma's the only one on here because everybody else got the snippet yesterday on Friday. Like, every radio station got the snippet of the clean version of Lil' Kim's this to Nicki Minaj. Emma today has the full version of it tonight. She's going to be exclusively playing it. The disc.
Online. That's how we do it.
We're going to play that later on in the show and stuff. And we also got a song. This is a throwback from Tribe Conquest, Check My Rhyme. And they got a line on it that says 1080. The industry is shady, you know what I'm saying?
Industry is shady, and that's gonna go special dedication to some people. But to cut into what you were saying about the other media outlets, I also want to shout out the proper media outlets that do the proper etiquette, that do return, you know, the love that is given to them. There are some media outlets that, you know, we don't care. I have other our friends in other radio stations, and, you know, us here in Lush Radio Online, we are the voice of the people. So it don't matter where you're coming from. You know, you can always come, and, you know, there's a lot of other people in other radio stations that come and show us love, and we do the same thing. You know, we call in their shows, and we even, you know, we'll retweet their stuff or whatever, because it means nothing to us, you know, because not everybody does the same thing, you know what I'm saying? And you always got to remember, you may be in that radio station today and get thrown out tomorrow. You may need a place, so you got to be nice. You might get the boot one day. So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, you know, proper etiquette and always keeping your doors and you know, and your bridges, you know what I'm saying? Like they say, don't burn no bridges with nobody. The only time I have, you know, I've ever had problems, and that's rarely, you know, I nip it in the butt early. You know, you'll get a phone call from me or I'll show up, you know, at your whatever, and I'm not saying it because, like, I'm tough or whatever. I'm just saying it because, That's how real I keep it. If there's a problem or I sense a situation, we addressing it right then and there. We're going to take care of it, however it's got to go down. And then that's the end of that, you know. But we're not going to play these little games where you call me on the station and you hide the number and you say silly things. And listen, I'm going to be 43 years old. You know what I mean? I don't got time for that. You know, my time is just to get money and, you know, to make things happen, to come home to my kids. You know, I'm not trying to be no tough or none of that. But I'm also not trying to be in nobody's damn punching bag or none of that. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna go into a song while I get my thoughts together, because right now there's like a lot of names coming to my head. I just want to blast some people, but I got to keep it in. Because although I'm sending everybody and I'm telling everybody to get the fuck out of here with certain situations, I still got to remind myself that I am who I am, and I'm not going to let nobody else change who I am. So with that being said, Lush, let's go into a song so I can oof that a little bit, because my blood pressure is going up.
All right, let's go.
The mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer because you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is racked, it's where you're dead wrong. I slay that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the fight is not the man. Because you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Because I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next to none contest me. I'm just a plot MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no, I'm training because I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be erect. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the vibe. Rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the zack.
Hey yo, Tim, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I'll receive the message and you will play the sender.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My opera presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids, watch your back, because I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it. Look at how they act. Talk to better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with decorum and proper. What you say, hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop if you call it that and stop.
Ha ha! So that's the discussion for today. That's what we're talking about. This funny industry. Industry is shady. And that song goes out to the shadiness, man. So those that are wearing them shades, you know, you wear the glasses, is the shade. That's where it comes from. You know what I'm saying? When you throw the shades on, that's actually what you're projecting, you know, your shadiness. And that's not cute, man. That's not cute at all. So shout out to those that are taking the glasses off and don't mind showing your actual eyes and don't mind, you know, showing your true you. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. I want to talk about the fundraiser that's coming up for the E2K 9th Annual Kris Kringle Toy Drive, December 9th, which is on a Thursday. It'll be in the Bronx, New York. At Mimosa's Lounge. Shout out to Monique, you know, for sponsoring, providing her place so we can be able to host a fundraiser there. Everybody can come in and drop off a toy or a donation. And you don't have to stay. You can just, you know, come through. Hey, listen, I'm going to drop this off and keep it moving. It's all good. Again, there's such a store called Dollar Store. You can take $5 and go to the dollar store and buy at least 3 toys and leave the other $2 for tax. All right? 3 gifts. You can get 3 toys in the dollar store and come through and drop it off. There's no toy, you know, too little bit, too less. You know, there's no such thing. Last year, we were doing a toy drive. You know, because we have a bin that's separate, and it's just for the dollar thing. It's funny because you don't know what kids want. You don't even know what really pleases these kids. And there's one kid, I was telling him, Dad, pick a toy, you know, pick from the bigger items. And he kept on going to that dollar bin. And I was telling him, no, go to the where the, look, you got these, you know, more expensive stuff. Like, we had, like, a lot of good toys. He kept on going to the dollar bin. So I'm like, okay, well, go ahead. And I let him take a toy. And he got this little car that 9 cents from dollar store, little car, whatever. And he was so happy with that little car. Like, that little car brought him so much joy. He didn't even want nothing else. He wanted that little toy in a bin, and he was the most happiest. So this is what I'm saying. There's not no toy too little bit or too, you know, oh, this one only costs $1.99, only costs $2. You don't know what's in the kid's eye and what makes them happy. And if that makes them happy, then so be it. If it's $1, if it's $20, if it's $10, $5, whatever, there's no price on happiness. So, again, if, you know, because times are hard and I know people are living on their unemployment and stuff like that, I dig that. But $5 that you don't buy a pack of cigarettes or you don't buy the blunts or you don't buy, you know, the silly things on a magazine or a newspaper or whatever, you know what I mean, that you can sacrifice a little bit on that. I don't think it's going to kill you to buy 2 or 3 toys in the dollar store, your favorite store, and just contribute, you know, for the toy drive, okay? So definitely, that's all I'm saying. Where there's a will, there's a way. They got, like, cute little stuff animals. They got a lot of cute stuff for a dollar. Be surprised with stuff that they got there. So,
definitely,
you know,
they got. They got those nice sweatstuffed animals, because last year I sent teddy bears and stuff, and they got these nice teddy bears over there, man, and you can definitely get a whole bunch of them. Get $40, $20. Get 20 of them.
And the kids love them. And even if they don't have, if people don't have $20, because I see people are crying, you know, like, I got to say crying, because that's another thing. You know, that's another thing with this industry. You know, you're quick to show me, you know, say, oh, not me personally, but you're quick to be in the club with the bling bling you bought in the Chinese store, you know what I mean? And you got to, like, not sweat so it won't turn green, you know, but that shit still costs. Like, you still got to spend, like, $20, $27 to get them fake chains to put on. I mean, damn, that's what I'm saying. Like, sacrifice on that, because that's not even going to last you all night, because one sweat and it's a wrap, you got to throw it away. But at least if you buy 10 toys, you know, that goes to kids that are going to love that forever. You know what I'm saying? Come on, there's a return on that. There's not a return on you putting the bracelet and you walk in that is blinging, you walk out and she is green. And you talk about that as a green gold. Like, how? Green gold. What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here, green gold. Now, see, I like to say we're like the same jewelry. If you see pictures of me 20 years ago, 15 years ago, you see me almost with the same pieces of jewelry. So you know it can't be fake. I cannot keep taking it off and keep putting it back on, keep taking it, keep putting it back on. You know, and it lasts as long. I'm not that bad. You know what I mean? I'm not that nice.
Wow.
So, and wait a minute, because I wear fake things sometimes, but I don't walk in fronting like it's real. I wear it, you know, whatever. And I'll tell people where I can't sweat because the shit going to turn green. You know, I notify people. I let people know. I don't be like, oh, not crazy. Son, I just do custom made. Custom made, I just saw it in the Chinese store. They got like about 50 of them over them, the same thing. Or you got one in your pocket. Oh, no, I got to go to the bathroom. And then you switch off to the, like, newer one. Like, what the
And you got some people, they don't even go. They don't have no jewelry on. They just holler at their mans and them. Yo, son, can I rock your jewelry today, son? You
know? People not wearing jewelry. I think that is kind of like, that impresses me more. Because, you know, when you in the club or you're in these situations, that's what you see is people with jewelry, this and that, and the furs and whatever. So when somebody kind of comes in, like, out of the norm, they ain't doing that, you kind of focus a little more on them, like, I wonder why. Like, what's up with this person here? Because what I did learn from hanging out with people that got real money, like millionaires and stuff like that, millionaires don't worry about things like that. Millionaires actually walk out with holes in their pants, and holding their fucking skippies, and because they say their money is in their account. Their money's in their bank account. Their money is not on them. They don't wear their money, is what they say. I don't wear my money. My money is making me money.
They don't even walk around with cash in their pocket. They got black cards and platinum and gold cards.
If you're wearing the money, listen, if you're wearing it, how is it going to make you money if you're wearing your money? Just think about that one. I'm just going to give people 2 seconds on it. One, two. All right. You know, I'm just saying, people, you know, we got to be a little more constructive, a little more imaginative with the things that we're doing here.
We need to stop living outside of our means, especially us as minorities. Like, when it comes to this industry, it's so much a facade that you're trying to put on that sometimes you almost totally, like, broke to a point just trying to prove a point and showing off. That's crazy. Like, if you can't even feed your kids just to do an event, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. If you can't even take care of your everyday needs because you need to go and show off for somebody that you ain't might not see again, like, that's crazy. Y'all starting too far.
People lose their minds. Look, this year alone, how many people we haven't heard that they haven't called us or emailed us and told us they're done with the industry because they can't take it no more?
Mad people have, like, called us and told us.
This will break you. Like, if you're not ready and prepared and just, you know who you are as a person, the industry will break you in half. You know, like how you take a stick, clack, and you break it in half? Just like that. You're getting cut in half. If you don't keep your individuality, you have to be individual. You have to be unique. You cannot follow everybody's trends. If you ain't been doing that, so why you start to do it now? Because you've seen the other one doing that? You know what I'm saying? Like, really, truly, like, be unique, man. Just stand on your own. Learn how to be a leader. A leader leads, a follow. You see what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah. I done seen a lot of gangster dudes, you know what I'm saying, that came from the street say they can't even handle this industry stuff. You can't come in here with the mindset you're going to make some money off the bat. You might be thinking that all this glitz and glam, but when you get down to the nitty-gritty, it's not a game. This can either make you or break you. And if you don't got thick skin, all you're going to do is be crying every single day. Because I'm telling you, traveling back and forth, it costs. Getting to these events, it costs. Every little thing costs. Me and Emma do this joint almost every single day, and we have kids, like, it costs. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And we all sit there and complain, but y'all cats don't got no kids, nothing. Crying, I can't get here. How we do it then?
Wah, wah, wah.
Five babies. Get the fuck out of here.
You know, like, go into another industry, like, or go into, just get a 9-to-5 and just, you know, stay with that. But, you know, this industry is the most roughest industry there is, like, the most cutthroat, everything. And that's, again, the music industry and the fashion industry. And the media industry. You know what I'm saying? These are the most cutthroat industries you can be in, you know, and it's a doggy dog. But if you need to find that network of people that are just like you. Like, you know what? And even if you're a shady person, then stick to the shady crowd. You know what I'm saying? Stay with your shady people, and then you all can shady, you know, together. But if you're someone that keeps it real and thinks about more than just you and know that the reward is in giving, then you circle yourself around those particular people and you kind of stay in that network, you know what I mean? And you guys feed off each other and all that. It's not easy because when you first come in, you don't know who you're meeting. You don't know what they're about. They say one thing. You always got the way to, you know, so they show their true self. But believe that when they show who they are in the beginning, that's who they will be 10 years later. So
Definitely. And if you notice something, I'm going to tell y'all, cats, because y'all be trying to act like y'all real naive in this game and stuff when it comes to this industry stuff. I'm going to tell y'all real talk. If you've heard from several other people other than yourself that person is funny style and doesn't do business well, maybe that should be a warning sign. Not just from one person. You've heard it from several people. Maybe you shouldn't do business with them. And if you can still continue to do that and you out of money at the end of the day, the only person you should blame is yourself because you were stupid and you need to get the fuck out of it.
Yeah, don't get mad and then don't go Twitter about them, oh, they're giving to me. Don't even do that. Just take it in the chin and keep it moving because if you heard, like Lud said, from several different individuals, because this industry is but so big. It's not even that big, really. It's very small. So if two or three more people are talking about a particular, you know, behavior that a certain person may have, please believe it and don't even waste your time and keep it moving. Now everybody always wants to give everybody else a fair shot, and that's cool, you know, in certain things, in certain aspects. I'm just saying if you're going to do that, still keep your guards on because if you already heard this person is that way, that means it's coming. Sooner or later, they're going to show it. You know what I mean? And God bless if it just happens early, it doesn't happen later. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Shout out to all them people because this is Cat. I ain't even going to say his name. I ain't going to give him publicity like that. You got cats that you give an idea to that's supposed to, they want to jump onto your team, right, and do stuff, right? So you give them an idea. The next day, they jump and run with the idea. Don't tell you nothing about it. Just jump with the idea. Want to create magazines that look like garbage. And don't got no graphics, no effort put into it. And want to charge people $950. Like, where the fuck they do that at? Who are you promoting? Nobody. Get the fuck out of here. People are real funny out here, man. All I can do is laugh. It's funny.
Everybody got to stand still. Like I said, the longevity, the strength of time. You know what I mean? When the year, you know, again, year starts, everybody comes out racing and with their new ideas and their new careers, and you know, and then when they see it's not working the way they want, because everybody wants everything. You know, everybody wants to be rich the next day, and everybody wants to be a star the next day, and everybody, you know, wants to be successful the very next day that they get the idea. Let me see. I want to be a rapper, and tomorrow you already want to be, you know, already a legend.
The key that the people don't know out there is the key to success out here is longevity. Emma has been doing the magazine game for at least almost 20 years now, going on strong.
No, No, I've been in the industry. The magazine game, I've done 12 years.
OD'd a little bit. 12 years.
That's a lot. You OD'd a lot. Because that would have been that I'm out for the Sports magazine. And that's but I've been 12, you know, and a lot of bigger magazines than me have folded and all that, and I'm still here, you know, still kicking. I've been in the industry more than 20 years, definitely more than 20. You know, shout out to everybody that I've worked with and that's worked with me. And, you know, and you know, that's what it is. But it's consistency, staying consistent to whatever it is that you pick to do. You know, I've been consistent in my writing. I've been consistent in my poetry. I've been consistent in my promotion. You know, people already know. Let me see. I need this or whatever. People email me, call me. They already know that I will. You know, I can get that to them, or I can get that person or whatever. That is why, you know, 12 years ago, I decided to do the magazine, E2K Magazine, which E2K stands for Everything to Know. And that name came about with the help of several of my friends. Shout out to everybody that has helped me with the name of the magazine, that has helped me every now and then with ideas, because I do consider my friends family. So I often will ask a friend, you know, for an advice or an opinion and stuff like that. Now, that does not mean that you are a share member just because I ask you for an opinion or an advice. Just like when I give advices and opinions and I help people out in certain situations, I don't expect for me to be a shareholder to your company, or I'm going to say I'm the founder or anything like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, I just thought I'd put that out there. So, you know, going on to other things, you know, just people are funny in the industry and people are shady. And, you know, and people want to have credit for everything, even for things that they don't do. So just... I don't mind giving credit to people that do actually the things or actually are the title that they say they are. But when you're not, it's like, what are you doing? I'm not going to find out, or nobody else is going to find out. Like, are you serious? Like, are you serious? Anyway, just Google me, man. Just Google me something.
Yo, all I can say is that it's just really sad. The industry... it's tore up from the floor up, and it's a lot of people out there that are really shady. It's a lot of people that don't know the business but think they know the business, but they know how to game people. They don't know nothing about the business, but they want to take that same street mentality and bring it into the industry. It's not going to work like that. Seriously, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of y'all cats think that people are stupid out here, but everybody knows somebody in this business, and it's a small world. So watch out when you burn a bridge, because when you burn a bridge, you're going to have to come back to that person at the end of the day. Seriously.
Yeah,
it just happened not too long ago.
Watch when you're talking, you're in that circle, and you're trying to showboat, like, oh, you crazy son, I got this, and I own 3,000 companies, and I'm, you know, this and that, and... you crazy? That's my fam. That's my fam. And then when you go ask them, yo, you know so-and-so, they be like, ooh, who's that? What? Yeah, no, he said you his fam. But who is he? What he looks like? Where he's from? You know what I'm saying? If you say somebody's your fam, automatically from the gate when they mention that name, you suppose, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. But when you have to think, like, huh? Which mic? I know, like, 10,000 mics. Are you seriously? Like, I don't know. My dirt.
Seriously, yo, that don't make no sense. Seriously, like, I mean, me and Emma have worked so hard for branding ourselves. So when people say Emma, or they say E2K or something, or they say Les or something, or our entities, we worked hard for that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't understand branding. And our brands are like our baby, so we will not allow anybody to charge that at no cost. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of y'all cats want to sit here and drop our names, or, you know, y'all be claiming artists that don't even know y'all, talking about they part of y'all companies and stuff, and y'all, these artists don't even know who y'all are. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got PR people out here. You got PR people out here lying and saying they got clients, and they really don't.
How you, How you ask an artist, listen, are you in, you know, are you part of this team or whatever, and they tell you they are independent? How are you an independent artist and there's somebody claiming that you're the artist? Okay. I'm just saying.
Yo, I'm not even going to mention this other chick name. Oh, my God. How I only talked to you once or twice. My people introduced you to. You say you a PR person. Talk about you work for Lush Radio. Are you serious? Where they do that at?
Wow. Listen, I just got hit up with something. On the Rocks Entertainment is having Full Master Flex, Nicki Minaj and Friends live at the Paradise Theater Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, wow.
Make sure you call the Paradise Theater box office 718-220-1015 to purchase your gift for a friend or yourself before they sell out. If you miss Nicki this past Thanksgiving, make sure you don't miss her on Christmas Day, and she'll be at the Paradise Theater. Nicki Minaj from Flex and Friends. You already know. It's the Get Back and Season of the Building. Lush Radio's in the building. And that's how we doing Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Wow, that is crazy. That's crazy. That's what it is, man. And also, Icons and Idols, Ultimate Force Sound Association, Black and Silver Affair, Saturday, December 18th, Overmars coming from Jamaica, 93.9 Easy Street, is going to be on the ones and twos, E2K Magazine, Rep Jive, Lush Radio Online, Honey Management, and Above Them Entertainment. All the sponsors is located at the New Glory Center at 4220 Boston Way, Suite C, Atlanta, Maryland, 20706, off Falls Boulevard, and that's going down in the DMV. And we part of all kinds of events, man, you know what I'm saying? This is how we do. Whether we in the streets, we on the radio, we all over the place. Each and every Tuesday, Teach Tuesday is going down at Rose Dream. It's going to be blackout night. Make sure you bring your flashlights when they got a buffet going on. It's going down on Tuesday in the DMV, too.
That's what's up. And while you're over there Tuesday, I'm doing the midnight hour at midnight on 4-1 playing feel-good music. So those that just want to stay home and just chill and just kind of, you know, lay up and still listen to Lush Radio online, we'll be playing at 12 midnight. Feel good music with my co-host T.D.I.
It's definitely going down. And since she talked about Nicki Minaj, I don't know. We got the exclusive. Lil' Kim, you know that Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj have been beefing with each other for a while. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say that Nicki Minaj took Lil' Kim's style.
Let me interject into that. I don't see it, though. I don't see where Nicki Minaj took Lil' Kim's style, because to me, Lil' Kim's style has always been and is unique. And even with her, you know, her multiple changes and, you know, her wrecking her body and all that with all them damn, you know, unnecessary operations that she's been having, she looked like, anyway. But I'm just saying her style has been, to me, always different. I don't see Nicki Minaj being like her at all. I don't even see it. I'm sorry. I don't see that.
You don't see? Okay, I see it because I'm a Lil' Kim fan. Okay, like, if you see the one pose where they, like, pose, right, and it's the same
But it's Lush, over a pose?
I'm not saying over a pose. Okay, look, the whole wig things with the different the color wigs and stuff and everything like that, you know, even though other people have done it in the past and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? I think what she did was take the Lil' Kim image and Lady Gaga image and take it to the next level, basically. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of a little bit bite. I don't feel like it's like, because the whole Barbie thing, if you look at how many licks, the whole Barbie situation, Kim was doing that. you know what I'm saying, in the beginning. She's the OG. All I'm saying is just give respect where respect is due.
Barbie doll, and she ended up not looking like a doll with all those operations. She just went too far. She did a Michael Jackson shit with that shit, but, you know, but her lyrical skills, at least she shouldn't operate that. But to me, I think Nicki Minaj is just like a hip-hop Lady Gaga. I've always said that. Like, I see her more as a Gaga, like a hip-hop Gaga, than I even see her as a lyricist with Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim is a lyricist. Nicki Minaj is like an entertainer. I don't even see Nicki Minaj as a rapper or, you know what I mean, like a female. She's not a female lyricist or rapper. To me, I see her as an entertainer just like Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga is not necessarily a singer. She's just an entertainer. And she took certain things from Madonna and took it to another level. I see Nicki taking Gaga to hip-hop. I don't see the Lil' Kim in it. I just don't.
Well,
I'm a Kim fan. I just don't care. But that's just me. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. I'm just saying...
I think it's kind of like I see the similarities, and I do call her a hip hop Lady Gaga too. But I think she took some bits of Lil' Kim, you know, maybe it wasn't intentionally, but she did take some bits of Lil' Kim into her style and persona, and she took the Lady Gaga situation too. Because if you notice, more and more she got into the industry. She started, when Lady Gaga came out, she started getting more with it and putting the whole Lady Gaga situation into her shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like she kind of took a little bit of Kim and a little bit of Gaga and mixed it all together to be that I'm a monster, you know? But that's just her, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, the whole beef that they got going on is ridiculous. We got a caller from the block number, and we're talking about the industry being shady, and we're about to get into the exclusive.
Before you bring the block number, have the security ready just in case.
Okay, all right. I got the security ready.
We got to have security, especially today when we talk about the shady industry. So bring in the block number. You are with Emma E2K and the CEO, Lushy Lush.
What's up, block caller? All right. I guess they got scared after you said the security was here.
Yeah, well, you know, those block numbers, you know, the same way you want to be discreet, we want to be vigilant.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure you're respectful and stuff, man. But I mean, you know, y'all heard we played on my show. We played the Nicki Minaj diss to Lil' Kim. She had Eminem on there, and she was talking about some bodying and all kinds of stuff. And she was going in on Kim. But all I'm saying is that, you know, she just needed to pay homage. I don't think that, you know what I'm saying?
I agree with the homage thing. I definitely agree. Lil' Kim done, you know, pay her dues, regardless how she paid them and which position she was in, that don't matter. She's still my girl, and, you know, shout out to Lil' Kim.
Definitely. I want to know what you think about this, Em, man. Listen to the lyrics, because Lil' Kim is going in. I ain't know if she still had it, but I don't know if she's going in.
She never lost it. I just think... She shouldn't even have went there with Nicki Minaj because she just all she did with Nicki's career is boost it up more. That's all she did.
Definitely. I'm going to it. I want to know what you think about it.
Let's go.
In asking people what they wanted to know, I mean, clearly you've been having this thing with Kim. And I don't know, just thinking about you and where you were from and that you're a rapper. And I'm thinking, sure, I know things have gotten crazy. People are assuming, even though you say it's not specifically about her, that Roman revenge is...
Roman's revenge. You know, she just really jumped out the window. And you got to be careful when you pick fights. And that's what I've learned in this business. You just never know.
Shut the fuck up. Want war, FedEx fees straight to your front door. It'll be a murder scene, I'm turning pink
Friday to Friday the 13th. Aight, you little Kim clone clown. All this buffoonery, the shit stops now. Time for you to lay down, I'm sick of the fraud. I put hands on this bitch like a spa massage. We all know your last names, what got you your job. Use a put together gimmick, something like a collage. Since you're putting on the show, you gon' get the applause. Clap, clap, this is framed like a fucking garage. Yeah, this hood shit, you and Drake ain't built for. This the shit the other bitch almost got killed for. I'm still counting with hardcore generated. Bet my shit keeps spinning like a syndicated. Corny broad, I leave you bloody like administrated. Your hot air ass bitch should have been deflated. This ain't a championship fight, I've been the greatest. See, the fact is, what you doing, I did it. Lame trying to clone my style and run with it. That's cool, I was the first one with it. You's a little Kim wannabe, you just hate to admit it. I'm the blueprint, you ain't nothing brand new. Check your posters and videos, you'll always be number two. I seen them come, I seen them go, still I remain. Sweetie, you going on your 14th minute of fame. I'm over 10 years strong, still running the game. Cut the comparisons, I'm in a legendary lane. Fighting for a spot, child please, I'm solidified. With my hands tied, you couldn't beat me if you bitches tried. Either you're high, sipping that shit Wayne on. I get top dollar for whatever my name on. Go stick your head in a tornado, brainstorm. I drop bombs, flex, napalm. Black and yellow, we'll pull up in your ghetto. Giuseppe's when I step out, posted up in stilettos. Pussy so pink like my kitty saying hello. If I whistle, they'll pistol whip you in all five barrels. I'm from Brooklyn, I be everywhere comfortably. Now who pumped you and told you to come romp with me? You the type to run your mouth and then run for me. I'm popping off in your hood with no company. Come on, Queens ain't showing you no love. I was there the other night popping bottles with the thugs. You like Washington Heifer, I'm Benji. You got a buzz right now and I had a frenzy. Oh yeah, welcome to the fam, Fendi. You need to stop, you're not hot, you're a burning match. That means the end is near soon, copy that? Oh, I see, they really got you gassed. Like I'm a thing of the past. Better slow down, dummy, you about to crash. Think pussy ho, I'm giving you a bath. Thermometer in hand and I'm coming for your ass. Who you think you're getting past? I see right through you, your whole shit is made of grass. I draw back, I'm a Brooklyn feral bitch. Rep for my barrel bitch. Never been the type to have beef and try to settle shit. I ride out till the wheels fall off and my niggas squeeze till the last shell go off. Fuck your whole team, all I see is a bunch of weirdos. Use a earhead, bitch. Scarecrow. Ha, ain't nothing old but my money, bitch. Ha, this is grown liquid acid. Benjamin's my daddy, you young money bastards. You and Diddy? Sorry, bunch of swagger jackets. I mothered you hoes. I should claim you on my income tax. Bobby Fish in the flesh, taught by the great. So on my next move, I'm yelling, checkmate. I smell a massacre. I'm Charles Manson, you don't stand a chance with us. Jesse Diamond, you looking like lunch to me. About to kill all you bitches like Ted Bundy. Leave your whole head red like Peg Bundy. You're hilarious. Thanks for all the laughs, you garbage. So I'm taking out the trash. You shit on me? Come on, baby girl. Ain't enough ass shots in the world. You're a nuisance. You probably steal my new shit, but you can never fuck with me, so chuck it up, deuces. All around the world, I ball like a ball team. I stack chips. Call me Mrs. Rothstein. Tricks is for kids, silly rabbit. You're my offspring. Kim more anticipated than a LeBron ring.
I know you guys asked me if Roman's Revenge was about Kim, and it's not about Kim. Actually, if Kim thought it was about her, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I apologize, Kim. I don't know. I just had temporary insanity, and I lost my teeth in my mind. My mind.
Wow.
That's all I can say, yo. Kim is back with a vengeance, son.
Yeah. Diddy got caught up in there too.
She killed Diddy and yo. Whoa. I mean, what you think about that, son? What's your whole synopsis of that joint?
OMG. OMG. That's my whole. OMG is my whole. Yeah, that kind of covers everything. That, yo. See, this is, again, this is what I'm talking about. Little Kim is a lyricist. Little Kim is a lyricist. Nicki Minaj is an entertainer. She's an entertainer. So, you know, it's like apples and oranges. So I don't see where even, like me being Little Kim, I wouldn't even entertain that. You see what I'm saying? Because it's like apples and oranges. Like, it's not even, how can you,
You know, as Lil Kim shouldn't entertain it because, like, she's a, like, Nicki Minaj, I mean, even though she getting her money, whatever, you know, she
Lil
got...
Lil Kim is a legend. One of the legendary female MCs. Like, you can't take that away from her. Even
she's
Nicki Minaj, from this point on, does hits after hits after hits. You cannot, regardless when they start, you know, ranking people and all that, you cannot just remove a Kim with her position.
Because Kim
doesn't have to do none of that anymore. She don't have to do music. She don't have to do none of that. She's already at a certain level, at a certain point in this MC career.
And you know what? Another thing, Nicki Minaj's album, if y'all didn't know, it flopped. Once again, you know what I'm saying, Jake's album, Drake album flopped. So it's like they only good for features. Like Lil Kim actually put out albums, and her first album, she sold millions. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Her first album did not flop. So, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is a legend compared to a Young Buck. I mean, I don't really see, like, there's a comparison, you know what I'm saying, in regards to that situation.
I just think that
Nicki should pay some homage, though, you know what I'm saying, and Nicki joining with Puffy and stuff. Puffy already had his little vendetta, little situation, you know what I'm saying, with Kim. So, you know, I think that, you know what I'm saying, that they should just pay homage. That's all I was saying. I think that's all she really want. Is just say, you know what I'm saying, yeah, I respect you. You the legend. That's all I'm saying. But, man, Kim came out with a vengeance, and she ain't playing no game. She's taking heads, lyrically. She's taking heads. And that Roman joint was enough, was garbage compared to this. Seriously.
Wow. Yeah, no, you know, she just showed the reason why she's one of the, you know, top MCs in this game. I mean, you can't take that away from her, even though, again, you know, she went a little crazy, like I said, with the cosmetic stuff, but she still and still holds, you know, reign. Again, me being part of Little Kim's camp, I won't even allow her for her to even, you know, like go at Nicki or whatever, because I don't see where that's worth, like, you doing that. I don't see where you're going to get any points. Like, you're not in the same ring. It's like, okay, you're going to put a boxer with a baseball player in a ring. Like, what are you doing? They're not even in the same, you know what I mean? It's just not in the same level at all. Again, Nicki Minaj is an entertainer, and you got Little Kim, who's an MC, who's a lyricist, putting it together with an entertainer. You know why they're going to like Nicki Minaj? Because she's going to entertain the crowd. Nicki Minaj is going to just look around and entertain the crowd and do her, and people are going to laugh.
What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? And Little Kim, and people will stop and look at Little Kim because she'll have like a flower on her nipples in the boobie. But when she starts singing, it's like, whoa, okay. And you know what I'm saying? And you give the homage to Lil' Kim because she's the little sis. So what are you putting these two people on the ring for? Like, what is it you're trying to get out of this? It's like a circus.
It's crazy. And I just want to let y'all know that this is a E2K Lush Radio Online exclusive right now. Emma is the only one. Last night, the snippet premiered on WorldStar early in the day, so nobody had the dirty version of this joint, the full joint. So I hunted around, and we got this, and thanks to DJ J Ronan, he got us the dirty version of that joint, the whole joint. You know what I'm saying? So, like, nobody had that joint. Nobody was able to premiere, so tonight we premiered that joint, and she went in. So This is an exclusive for E2K on the spot tonight. That's how we do all day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how we do for the funny industry, because the industry is shady. Shout out to Iris Narvaez, who's on the Facebook, and she's on the check-in.
Definitely. And we got to call her. We call her from the block number again. We got security ready.
All right.
Block
call. Let's do it.
Block caller, you're live on the line. Block caller, you're live on the line on E2K on the spot. Block caller.
Hey, hey. Okay, maybe they just want to listen to the show, and that's all good. You can stay on. We're not going to hang up on the line. You can continue listening to the show. Maybe you're having problems listening in somewhere else, so it's all good. We're on the Facebook /EmmaE2K, and we're also on the Twitter. Emma E2K, don't forget to follow us. Follow Lush Radio Online on the Twitter, and follow also Lush Radio Online on the Facebook, and get familiar on the different shows and the things that we do. You can check out our timeline on www.e2kmagazineonline.com and click on the host, and you'll see, you know, all the shows that we have running during the whole week. You know, and this is what we do. We're doing our 1-2. Today we're actually talking about this funny industry, and the industry is shady. We just played the exclusive Lil Kim going in Nicki Minaj's big ass hole. So that's what she did. And so that's what
wow.
She did. So, you know, those that are either Nicki's fans or Lil Kim's fans, however it is that you want to see it, you still got to admit that they are definitely in two different playing fields and two different levels. They're definitely not on the same level and not on the same lyrical level. And Lil Kim just displayed that with the shit she just came out with. She just showed the lyrical, the big gap on the lyrical level that both these two female artists are, one being an MC and one being an entertainer. And I guess you already know who too.
And you know what? I didn't even look at it in the way that you saw it as the entertainer, because that's the same thing like Puffy. Like, Puffy's an entertainer. He's not a rapper. He's not an MC. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right. He's not a
student,
even though he tries to.
He tries to, but you know what I'm saying? He puts on his shiny shoes. You know, back in the day when he was entertained with the shiny suit man situation, you know what I'm saying? He's just an entertainer. You know, same thing like her. But see, the only thing between Lady Gaga really can sing. She really has talent. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And with Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying? She put on these clown wigs on and all this craziness and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
But she tends to sing. She breaks her vocal cords. She tends to sing.
Yeah, she tends to sing a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Now, I ain't going to knock her because I do like that song, You See Right Through Me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I'm going to give her props on that song. But other than
yeah.
that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, her lyricist, she is not a lyricist compared to Lil Kim would decapitate her head from her body and leave her left mm-hmm. as a nobody out this joint when it comes to lyricism. So, I mean,
yeah.
it's nothing to compare. I wish they would just have a straight, I wish Grime Time would just sponsor a joint with Lil Kim and Nicki Minaj and let them just have it. Straight lyric after lyric, that would be the most watched joint ever. They need to set that joint up. People need to put up bread for that and have Nicki Minaj and Lil Kim just go brawling back and forth, lyric after lyric.
It's not
going to
happen, though. No, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, but I'm going to tell you, that would be the most watched thing on the internet ever. That joint would be crazy if they did that.
Yeah, it would be, but, you know, that would be damaging to someone's career. And I'm not talking about someone that's been out already.
So, somebody's career. Because they know if they put that person in there, they know that she's done. The career is over.
You
destroyed
that. You're putting a chihuahua in a pit bull. Like, just you throwing a chihuahua in a pit bull ring. What do you think is
going to
happen?
Hi, my name is Nikki, and I was listening to the show, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I really did not, like, make that song about Lil' Kim. I, like, was, like, you know, all about my young money, you know. And I just feel like I'm a lady, and, you know, I like girls, and I'm Nicki Minaj. And I'm Trinidadian, and I have fake boobs and a fake ass, but I'm Nicki Minaj, and I know I'm not a lyricist. I'm just a funny clown. Ha ha! I'm a monster.
The monster ass Nicki Minaj has. That's the only monster thing on her.
Oh my god, that is so funny, man. Oh my god, Nicki Minaj, she kills me with the whole like White Valley girl talking though. She kills me with that.
Again, that's part of the entertainment thing. You know, she does that. People enjoy it. People, you know, follow up on it. So they say, you know, don't fix what's not broke. And if people are following her, and you know, people want to.
They test on their bodies, you know. They stuffed it. But this is the thing, and how we say the industry is shady. Like, she had to totally alter herself in order for her to even get into the game. If you look at her prior, she was a normal chick, just like Kim was. You know, Kim. You know, I guess for her own personal reasons, she decided to change herself.
You get caught up, though. You get caught up in this industry, you know, and especially when you're female, they expect you to be, you know, your waist has to be this thin and your breasts have to be this big or whatever. And, like, those are not requirements that you see when the guys come in the industry. They don't be like, oh, your ass has to be a certain level or your chest has to be chiseled or whatever. Like, guys can get away with a little bit more than the female can. And it's that pressure from their own camp, actually. It's their own camp that actually, you know, causes that pressure into them, you know, to do all that type of stuff. And so I understand to a certain level, to a certain point. But when you're changing who you are completely, then that's just, you know, that's just a problem. That right there is a problem when you completely just turn your whole life over. That you see one photo, you see another. It's like these are two different people. It's not even a change. It's two different people. You know what I'm saying? When you put a photo on photo, like the before and after, and you see, you know, you see, like, color change, like, you went from black to white, you went from, like, you know what I mean? Come on, when you go through those drastic
it causes people to lose their mind, like Michael Jackson, like, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, MJ, like, mama was all right looking, and he went from black to white, like, and they saying that, oh, he had some cancer. He altered himself because he wanted to be another. This industry makes you feel, and he came from a time when people were racist. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that stigma stayed in his mind. He surrounded himself with a lot of white people. You know what I'm saying?
Those were his best friends, and those are the people he loved, and you know, and he wanted to be a part of, and his look. So much so that his kids, he made sure that they were white too. He wants to say, yeah, white children. Like, that's as far as he went.
But that was insane. I mean, I don't knock the children, but, I mean, if you notice that, you know, and you notice that all these people are altering stuff, just like LL, you know what I'm saying? LL, even though, you know, he fine when he don't take his hat off, and I see that alien head, but you know what I'm saying? He done altered himself, too, because you could tell he done got some cyber surgery or something on his face. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you look at these.
What about them abs? Yo, what about them abs? He worked out for those.
No, out for the abs. I'm talking about the face. I'm not talking about the abs. He always had some nice, you know, nice body, but I'm talking about the face action. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of these people done changed their face. I mean, I done seen, like, look at Salt and Pepper. Pepper done changed her nose, too. Her nose wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? People done changed themselves to just to be able to be in this industry.
But let's be realistic. You're talking about Salt, how many years in the game? Okay, for her to do the nose job now, all right. You talk about LL again. Okay, he did something now. We talk about these people that as soon as they come in the industry, not even 6 months in this industry, they already have a separate ass, different tits, different teeth, eye color, all that. Just coming in the game. Now, that is crazy. Like, even Michael Jackson, it took him a couple of years to transform. You know what I mean? He didn't do it by the way. You know, it took him several years to transform. now when you step into the industry, it's a requirement. Like, you go from signing the deal to straight to, you know, to they are, it's called the camp, right? It's the same camp. It's a camp that they send you to, and they got the lipo guy, they got the surgery guy, they got the give you butt shot guy, like, you know, like, you just go through a whole thing, beep, 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 and you come out another person.
You were regular AJ, and now you're aerosol.
Yeah. As soon as you sign that paper, they send you to that to camp. And in that camp, you come out, like, if you had little boobies, you come out with big boobies. You know, if you had a butt or regular one, you come in, you know, you get in the heart-shaped one, you know what I'm saying, whichever's on the catalog and whichever one you like. You know, you like this nose, like, you want this hair, whatever hair you want. You know, it's just crazy.
You gotta call on the line for 646.
646, y'all, with Emma E2K and the CEO Lushy Lush, and we talk about this industry that is shady.
Hello.
What's your name and where you're calling from? Hello.
It's Peter Bonte from the BX.
Peace.
Hello.
Peace, we hear you.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and let you know that your radio, your show is the bomb. I don't really want to talk about the topic you guys are on today, but just keep doing what you're doing. I think your show is the bomb.
Thank you. I'm listening to it
on the internet right now. First time caller, first time watching the show.
That's what's up. Thank you. We totally appreciate it. You sure you don't want to tap into this topic? It's hot.
Nah. You know, I'm a little under the weather. I just, you know, I wasn't really, you know, I just wanted to call in and tell you that.
Well, we totally appreciate it. I feel the love. Look at that. This just changed my whole attitude. Like, my heart is popping.
Aww.
Right
now. Aww. Aww. We want to hug you.
You ladies have a good night, though. I'm enjoying
you
the show.
Too.
All right, good night.
Good night.
That really
made me feel good. Didn't that make you feel good?
You feel some type of way inside.
You feel all mushy.
What the hell's going on? I'm not even thinking you feel some sort of way inside. Like, what the? Not after the BS move.
Definitely. I think we're going to go into one more song, and we're going to come back. This song is from Eminem, No Love. I mean, we have no love for the shady people out there. We got no love for the haters, for the liars.
Yeah.
For the people that can't show love to their community but say they from the community. You know what I'm saying? We have no love for the people that can't pay their child support and you're going to jail for child support. You need to do what you're supposed to do, man. We got love for the babies. We got love for the dudes that are doing what they're supposed to do for their kids, the people that are helping out their community, and the people that are doing the right thing and conducting business the proper way, man. Stop lying and be who you are, man.
We don't have no love for those that want to have internet shows and don't have no computer. All right, let's go to the music.
Fucking right, I got my gun, semi-automatic. Yeah, put the dick in their mouth, so I guess it's fuck what they say. I'm high as a bitch, up in the way, man. I come down in a couple of days. Okay, you want me up in the cage, then I'll come out in beast mode. I got this world stuck in a safe combination. It's the cheat code. It's beast and motherfucker blood gang, and I'm in bleed mode. All about my dough, but I don't even check the peephole. So you could keep knocking, but won't knock me down. No love lost, no love found.
It's a little too late to say that you're sorry now. You kicked me when I was down, but what you say just don't hurt.
That's right,
it don't hurt.
I don't need you
no more.
Don't wanna see you
no more.
Huh, bitch, you get no
fuck. You show me nothing but hate. You ran me into the ground, but what comes around goes around.
Than I had been in my whole entire life. I can see these people's ears perk up as I begin to stab with the pen. I'm a little bit sicker than most. Shit's finna get sick again. They say the competition is stiff, but I get a hard dick from the shit and I stick it in. I ain't never giving in again. Caution to the wind, complete freedom. Look at these rappers, how I treat them. So why the fuck would I join them when I beat them? They call me a freak cause I like to spit on these pussies before I eat them. Man, get these whack cocksuckers off stage. Where the fuck is Kanye when you need them? Snap the mic from them, bitch. I'ma let you finish in a minute. Yeah, that rap was tight, but I'm finished with the greatest verse of all time. So you might wanna go back to the lab tonight and dribble out them rhymes you were gonna spit and start over from scratch and write new ones. But I'm afraid that it ain't gonna make no difference when I rip the shade and tear it in half tonight. It's an adrenaline rush. You feel the bass up from the place all the way to the parking lot, fellow. Set fire to the mic and ignite the crowd. You can see the spark from hot metal. Cold hearted from the devil, guarded the game I so started at Rockefeller. But I'm not even in my harshest. You can still get roasted, cause Mars is now mellow. So I'm stopping from the top. I'm not gonna stop. I'm standing on my monopoly board. That means I'm on top of my game, and it don't stop till my hips don't hop anymore. When you're so good that you can't say, cause it ain't even cool for you to sound cocky anymore. People just get sick cause you spit these fools. Can't rule the dribble and drop anymore. And you can never break my stride. You never slow the momentum at any moment. I'm about to blow. You never take my pride. Killing the flow. Slow venom in your opponent is getting no mercy. Mark my words. Ain't letting up. Relentless. I smell blood. I don't give a fuck. Keep giving them hell. Where was you when I fell and needed help? Boss, you get no love.
It's a little too late to say that you're sorry now. You kicked me when I was down, but what you say just don't hurt.
Once again, it's on. It's your boy, Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy himself, representing that TBM, that block work, that takeover. And you're checking out E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life, with the sexy Emma, Miss BX. What up, baby?
Bad, bad, bad boy. Bad, bad, bad boy.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, yeah. I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat.
250, gut like I'm 6 months. 5'9", 250 where a brick's pump. I deliver with the strip once. There's only much I could give, but I took the trip once. They told me chop like this. Old head told me blend up block like this. Cokehead said he want his rock like this. No, y'all wish I had it locked like this. Yes, sir.
What up, Fred?
Just my bank account and my blood pressure. I'll see him, I'm a wrecker. Stopped him with my gum, so he was being extra. I'll show him how to sun. Fred A-Rod, I ain't going for the bun. Shots fly peroxide, I'm laying in a cut. I'm 1,000 pounds of uncut to the gut.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy, but I'm too fat. 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 I'm a bad boy,
find my debtor, cause I was bored of her. I need more, yeah. But you don't like big boys, this is all baby fat. Come on, Gamora. She love my aura, love it when I call her. Want me to press record her. Every time I'm on her, I'm Dougie Fresh on her. I mean, I'm hotter than a sauna. Bread from that back block, met her on the corner. However, I say Gucci down to the sack. Spots and blocks filled with rocks. She said, stop. You want these legs, you may just wait. She said, you falling off, you losing weight. Asked what I wanted to cook, and I just ate still T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and we'll just break bread.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
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 I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat. B-I-G-G-I-E, a.k.a. G-O-D, get it? Biggie. B-I-G-G-I-E, a.k.a. G-O-D, get it? Biggie. The greatest ever. Yeah. Peace out to Brooklyn. But I'm Big Bronx, I'm coming just for the cooking. Hey, looking, I'm fresh out of the booking. Like, take it where it need to be, tucking on me. This is my warning, I will claim victory. Chewing on some juicy fruit, you can't do this to me. Flow unbelievable, kick in the door with it. Get hypnotized when I come raw with it. Sky's the limit, they love me cause I'm nice. Mama tucked me in, gave me long kiss goodnight. They praying on my downfall, can't see me. Please throw down some ice for the nicest MC.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too
fat.
I'm a bad
boy.
Lushy Lush has nothing but the hottest music worldwide, international, from old school to new school. The independent, man, I got it, everything you need. I keep it real nasty, real funky, man, real hip-hop, man. This is where it's at, man. If you want to know your history about hip-hop, log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline, man. It's not a game, man. Get the game up. Lush Radio, we on. You just officially got set, baby. Holla.
Yeah, this your boy Cuban Link straight out the BX, and you're listening to E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life with my E2K, baby.
Yeah, man. And we're back, man, because I'm a bad girl. And what I'm doing for the streamers, you know, of course, the bloggers can't see it, but the streamers, I'm just putting some, you know, some pictures out and just sharing some pictures while we're listening to music and stuff like that, you know, and that's how we do. But the topic for today, and shout out to the new streamers, the topic for today is this industry is shady, and we're talking about this shady industry. You can call in 347-826-7762 if you have an opinion about it. Before I go into that, let me just say that Saturday, February 12, 2011, where they don't have plans for Valentine's Day, Charlie Wilson and Chrisette Michelle is going to be at the Paradise Theater. So the streamers are actually seeing the flyer. And that Saturday, February 12th, at the Paradise Theater, Charlie Wilson and Chrisette Michelle. And then Sunday, February 13th, they're going to be at the Newark Symphony Hall for those that are in Jersey. Newark, Jersey, they'll be in Jersey on Sunday and in the BX on Saturday. And that's brought to you by Underbox Entertainment and WBLS.
Definitely. I gotta say that each and every Tuesday in the DMV at Rose's Dream is Tease Tuesdays, hosted by DC Mingle. Make sure that you check it out. They got the hottest ladies and the hottest females in the DMV area. You know, after hours, come after work, they got the buffet going on. You don't gotta go home and cook. The food is there. Come on, drink, come have fun, and come party with us. I'll be taking some photos. So holla at your girl. It goes down. And don't forget to check out the Midnight Hour with the sexy and lovely E2K doing a 1-2. You know what I'm saying? With TDI, it goes down. That's Radio Online. You already know what it is. And can we go into this song with Tony Sunshine and Louie D? I like this song. She liked the one.
I like this song. This is the type of song that I play on my Midnight Hour. This is called the Feel Good Music. So for you industry that don't know what feel-good music is, it's music that when you listen to it, it makes you feel good. So let's go into that. Lumi D. Shout out to Lumi D, by the way, the real Lumi D. I follow her on the Twitter. Shout out to Lumi D and Tony Sunshine. And, you know, this is their joint. Play it for your face.
Listen, baby, I've been around. I know that you like how I wear my crown. I know that I'm something that's so profound. So far, what I'm hearing, look, I like the sound. Everybody's talking about it. We could be tough, but why would you doubt it? Your palms are sweaty and your heart starts pounding. This is what you're feeling, huh? Tell me about it.
She's like the wind through my tree.
For that one, you already know. I love that song, Lush. I've always loved that song. So as soon as I heard it, I was like, wow. I used to blast that on.
You know what, though? The crazy thing about it is they actually did the remix. Y'all remember, rest in peace, Patrick Swayze and everything. Y'all remember the movie Dirty Dancing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That song was on there, and that's a classic song off of Dirty Dancing. And they did that song, and I'm like, wow. And Tony, yo, I didn't even know Tony was like that. I was like, yo, I think I'm open.
You know, Tony Sunshine is very skillful. I mean, if you listen to any of his past stuff, and even now, current, he can blow. You know, he definitely, there's people that that don't need that studio, you know, that studio souping up, and he's one of those. Like, he really has it. He really has that gift, you know. It's just unfortunate that some people that do have the gift, they just, you know, it's just the gift, and that's that, you know what I mean? So, but, you know, shout out to them. Shout out to everybody doing their one thing.
Definitely, definitely, man. And this industry is shady once again, and y'all cats need to get the fuck out of here if you're shady. Yeah.
This industry is shady.
I think this was a great show tonight, you know what I'm saying, that you did, and you picked this topic because, you know, some people just need to be addressed, man. The situation just need to be addressed because it's ridiculous, man. I mean, if no one addresses you, you're just going to go around acting like your stuff don't stink. And this is nonsense, man. We're all grown adults.
Yeah, like things are okay. And, you know, and for the most part, like I said, for the most part, I don't really get into, like, the negative stuff. I don't really address it too much. But every now and then, everything needs a balance. And every now and then, I do need to address it and let people know that I see you, you know, creeping and doing or whatever. It's just you're not that interesting, and I don't address it that, you know, that much of a time. But I see you, you know, and everything comes full circle, you know, eventually. Everything comes full circle. So for those that are streaming with me, I'm actually showing some industry and not industry photos, just showing some photos and let everybody enjoy, you know, a little flashback or a little, you know, or whatever industry person I kind of pick out the box, because I'm kind of going just random with it. Those streamers are just entertaining y'all while I'm talking, you know, while I'm blogging, while I'm, you know, because I'm multitasking. Because that's what the real people do, not the shady people that we are addressing the show to today, you know. Shout out to all the shady people. You know, like, yeah. You know, you get your shouts as well. You know what I mean? We give you your shout out. Well, you get your 3 minutes of fame.
Make sure you follow Emma at EmmaE2K on Twitter. Follow her on Facebook, EmmaE2K. Make sure you log on to the website, E2K Magazine Online. You can check out her live streaming on the stream site. You can check out her blogs and everything like that, the mag. You can purchase one online. And also you can check out
the photos. I got the photos popping over here. These are photos that are not posted, by the way. These are actually just my personal photos that I'm just kind of sharing, you know, because I didn't get to actually put my logo on it. So if you want to see them, you definitely have to gonna come out and watch the archives on the blog. I mean, on the stream.
Definitely. Make sure you log on to www.letsradioonline.com. You can listen to it live there. You can also listen to our shows now on DC Mingle. We actually have a player on DC Mingle, .ning.com. You can definitely listen to them live over there. Those are where the adults, the nice adults out there in the DMV area or worldwide, just, you know, get to know each other and stuff. You know what I mean? Hey, Emma, you know what? You know what? What's crazy though? You know, next year is our birthdays, man, and we gotta get ready for that. We're gonna get ready for that celebrity birthday bash, you know. And we're not inviting all of y'all so-called think that y'all are friends and stuff, because, you know what I'm saying, y'all spying on us and stuff, and y'all say hi once in a while. Nah. We only inviting people that's been there for us and down for us, and some people we might just invite just to show up. You know what I'm saying? Because we just have to.
No. I'm inviting people that bring me a gift. If you don't bring me a gift, they're not going to let you in. That's it.
Word.
If you say you're coming to see me, you don't have a gift, because you ain't gave me nothing else in the last year. And I'm not, you know, I'm not one of those people that, you know, worry about you giving me anything. But for my birthday, yes, you will come, you know, a present in hand, and pay homage and respect all the wives and just see the pictures the next day where they're going to be
definitely. We'll have Emma. We'll have our basket. I'm gonna have my. Make sure y'all bring a gift. Seriously, if you don't bring a gift, you're not coming in. We'll have security. Security will bounce you up.
And I already put up my Christmas tree. And people, when you're out there shopping, you know, try to get an extra gift for the toy drive. That's December 9th. We're having the fundraiser at my Boss House Lounge. Those are in New York City, 1237 Castle Hill Avenue. For further information, make sure you hit me on the email, e2kmagazine@gmail.com, or hit me on the Facebook, EmmaE2K, or hit me on the Twitter, EmmaE2K, and I'll give you any other information that you need. We are asking for donations and for toys. Even after that day, that is one of the drop-off points to drop off a toy if you have. Again, I'm going to mention maybe for the fifth time in this last 2 hours, the dollar store. You can have $5, buy three different items from the dollar store and leave the other $2 for the tax. There's no item too small. There's no item too small because you never know what these kids really cling into, what they really like. So we have been separate just for those dollar gifts. You know, it's like the baby shower. You bring the main gift and then you bring the little one for the, what is it for that, you know, the little one that goes in the thing, the wishing well? Well, yeah. We kind of have one of, we have several of those as well. So no gift is too small. I know everybody's living on the unemployment check and times are hard and I get all that, wah. But you can pull out $5 and buy two or three gifts from the dollar store and bring it through. All right? So, you know,
Emma, could you give them that email just in case if they want to just PayPal you or send some money if they're not able to make it over there to donate?
Yes.
Can you get that information out?
For my people who are, you know, in other places, other in New York City, and can I make it, make sure you PayPal me. And that's everything with the number 2, KNOW, at AOL.com. So it's everything to know at AOL.com. And you can easily, you know, just send it through there, and I'll get it. I'll make sure to shout you out because I don't have a problem shouting out the people that actually do something. The problem I have is with people saying they're going to do something. They have me put their logo on the flyer. They have me telling people they're one of my sponsors, and then I don't see them that day. That's the problem I have with this. Just industry being so shady. Okay? Stop trying to take credit for things you ain't doing. Come on now. Shit.
I remember we was doing the event, and so many people, you know, saying came to me. You know, I had your logo on the other people that I deal with. People came out the woodwork, so where's my logo up? I said, and where has my logo been on your shit?
Right. Yeah, no. People quick to be like, yo, but I'm saying you didn't buy me, but I'm saying you're, okay, do you want me to really turn this around or you don't? Because when I come at you, then they're like, I'm dumbfounded. They're like, did I have to point that out to you? You couldn't actually have known that before you opened your mouth and had me open mine? Well, you know what? I want to end this still. With all this, I still want to end it in just leaving people to think that it takes a village to make a difference in a child's life. Be part of that legacy. Be part of that legacy, you know. The blessing is in the giving. So give, man. You're going to feel real good, I'm telling you. Give. Stop being always the taker, you know. Sometimes you have to give. You can't always be taking. You know, give to your community, feed your community. I don't even live in New York anymore, and I pay homage. You know what I'm saying? I don't even live in New York City, and I pay homage because, you know, that's who made me who I am. So, yes, all day, you know, New York, stand up, man. Stand up and take your damn kids. Support the cause, any good cause. Buy a toy for your neighbor, you know, whatever. Just do something. Do something positive. And, you know, we're here next week. Peace. I'm out to the MAE2K and peace and hair grease. Blessings.
Definitely. Make sure you support that. If you don't support that, you should just smack yourself. Seriously. Like, just shut up.
Yeah. Oh, come to me and I'll smack you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely done.
Like
you know
that.
What I'm saying?
I like
shit too.
They probably like that
smacking
shit
too. Seriously, some
shout
of y'all freaks. I don't know.
That's my comments checking, man. And everybody on the Facebook check-in, on the Twitter check-in, peace out, y'all. We'll be here next week. LushRadioOnline.com.
Yes. Definitely. I'm going to play this song from Archie Episode. Y'all remember him when he did the song, We Really? He got a song called Keep Winning. No matter what you go through, no matter if this industry is shady, no matter if you got dreams or you're trying to do something for somebody, make sure that you never allow that to change you. Be the best that you can be and all that you can be, and keep winning no matter what. As long as they kick you down, the more you can get up. And only what makes you, what nothing that breaks you can make you stronger. If it doesn't break you, it'll make you stronger. So that's what it is. And we're out of here. E2K on the spot. Keep it alive.
Winners.
Okay.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time. Look at me now. Love a dead bleeding in the street by somebody that I thought was my friend. All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a
day wanna see you winning ever since the beginning. $500 stand up, they wanna see you in them. Surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and go and buy all the bottles. Now I ain't hit the lotto, never promised tomorrow. I came a long way with no gas in that Monte Carlo. Feel the same for the soul, my pride I had to swallow. Now how the hell did I become somebody's role model? Used to say I'd make it, they ain't never believe me. Now that they try to holler, every time they deceive me. I say it wasn't easy, these industry niggas greedy. Forget what you see on TV, it ain't easy to be me. And even when I'm fed up, always gonna keep my head up. Mama raised her a rider and survivors never give up. Anytime that you fall, just make sure that you get up. Winners go hard, never let up. No haters believe. Turn they back on the G, but now I'm back in the streets. Now they back on my job, 360 degrees. Shoulder please, I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas ain't never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never gave up. Gotta show the world and the critics what you made up. Don't get your weight up, focus on your paper. Never mind a hater, you can worry about. Can't stop, won't stop.